Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's our town of the week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says he wouldn't want to be known as Mr. Khloe Kardashian either. It's Michael Feldman. Yeah.
Mr. Khloe Kardashian. That's why he trashed those paparazzi, you know. Lamar. Mr. Khloe Kardashian. They weren't taking his picture, were they? Well, you know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Yeah. And some other stuff, too. For example, this here. Someone said, I was shopping for a new camera, wanted to see what refurbished camera from Japan really was. So we're shopping here at the Japan Otaku Shop, which has 100% positive over the past 12 months, two total ratings. So that's encouraging anyhow. And what they say about her, she's buying a camera, a Sony DSC RX 120.2 MP, XMORE. That's a lot of MPs, megapixels in there, huh? Okay. Refurbished, and here's what they say about that. It's new, but return this one. I send it from a store of Tokyo and can deliver it to a store immediately as soon as I am in stock. Delivery is possible after an order within 1 week and thus may suffer from the hand of the buyer in an order more than the 14th. While I send it, I may open it at a post office. The reports such as the customs simplify if possible, but ask by correspondence of the buyer when anything happens. The maker guarantee can support only in Japan, and the maker guarantee is basic 1 year. I can cope only in Japan if I do it during a matter term of a guarantee when it broke down. The return goods is not accepted, and only initial defectiveness copes. But I cope by the exchange of the product, not return goods, and ask for the postage with the sender burden. Because the voltage supports Japan, a transformer may be necessary. Yes, that's refurbished. What is the problem in understanding that? Then this is not actually a memo either. It's more or less a letter. It's kind of cute, I think. It comes from Karen Klussendorf, who is in Woodland, California. Previously lived in Wisconsin, though. And she has this, she calls it a memo, but it's a transcribed memo I have framed to keep me humble. My brother wrote it to our mother in 1968. He was 12, I was 9 and a half. It was written in a stiff little left-handed script. They might call it uptight preteen font today. My mother gave me this about 10 years ago, telling me, never let Kurt know I gave this to you. So this probably could spill the beans here, but that's okay. It reads as follows. Dear Mom, I don't want to do this, but Karen's usual prissiness, thinking she is cool and that I remotely like her, forces me to. I shall try not to see Karen or be seen with her. I shall not eat breakfast at the same time as her. I also request permission to eat supper at a different time from her. These actions are for Karen's health, not mine. Kurt. Isn't that cute? Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that. That was a difficult thing to share. And she says, by the way, we get along great now, although we live in different states. So that ought to be. Then this is not, you know, a typical memo either. This is a classic memo. It's actually, you can see it's a carbon copy, or at least a copy of a carbon copy, from January 10th, 1949. From George E. Hayes, chief, police chief from Freewater, Oregon, where the phone is 101. So that's 1949. Okay. And it's just kind of interesting. And let's see what it reads here. On December 3rd, 1948, a call came in to the police station that there were a wreck on New Highway near the Fundale Road. The chief of police, George E. Hayes, and myself, Officer Ponton, answer the call, and there was a Mr. Sam Schwartz driving a 1936 Plymouth license. You can have the license if you want it, right in. This Mr. Schwartz had hit a 1937 Ford driven by Mr. Harry Alvin Sams. Mr. Sams had stopped for the stop sign, but this Mr. Schwartz seemed to be going too great a speed to get over far enough to avoid from hitting Mr. Sam's car. This Mr. Schwartz were drinking and were too drunk to know that he were doing the two men. Mr. Sam's and Mr. Schwartz, oh no, the two men were, Mr. Sam's and Mr. Schwartz were brought to the police station to make out the traffic accident report. This Mr. Schwartz were too drunk to make the report out. He had to leave the room. There is a bottle of wine we're taking from Mr. Schwartz's car, and it is still in the custody of the police of Freewater. This Mr. Schwartz has been seen in Freewater pretty drunk a great number of times since this has happened. This is about all of the dope I have at this time. Okay, Officer Ponton. Classic. It's a classic police report. And now for our regular plain old memo. This is from someone somewhere in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you that. And it reads as follows. Subject, snapping turtle. Some of you may have noticed there is a snapping turtle in one of the mulch beds in front of the building. Please be aware that the turtle is nesting and probably getting ready to lay eggs. While she is very interesting to look at, we would like you to be aware that snapping turtles can be aggressive. However, as a general rule, if you leave her alone, she will leave you alone. Therefore, if you choose to snap a photo of her, please make it snappy and do so from a safe distance. Thank you very much. That's our actual memo and our classic memo and our family letter and our refurbished product from Japan letter, all those things. Where can they send things like this?
They can send those to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Okay. And if they're of a Twitter state of mind, what do they do then?
They could tweet it to you, I guess, at My Feldman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That'd be, they could do that, too.
Yeah, there's snail mail, too.
Snail mail. Mm-hmm. And how do, what's the...
the address for that is 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.